Well, hello, everybody. This is the Miracle Man and the Preacher Man.
Hey.
So, we got, hello, everybody. We got quite a few things to talk about and only an hour to do it. We got Eclipse. We got some Tigers, Lions, some high school football, and we got some reading to do. And I'm going to start it with the Eclipse.
How about prayer?
Okay, I'm going to start with prayer then. Lord God, we thank you for the show, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for the show. I thank you, God, that you're just blessing it and you're just causing people to come on with us and listen to the show and enjoy what we have to say as we talk about you and as we have fun and talk sports and that. And Lord God, ultimately it's about getting people to know you. That's why we do this, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you bless us, Lord God, as we do this tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to talk about the eclipse and give you a little bit of summary of what I personally observed. All right. So, on the 21st, Monday, I'm at the city pool, Midland Plymouth Park pool, and get there about 1:20.
Of men.
In the name of Jesus, the sound is going to keep looking. So, my covenant with you, and you will enter the ark. You and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. You are to bring into the ark two of all living creatures, male and female, to keep them alive with you, two of every kind of bird, of every kind of animal, and of every kind of creature that moves along the ground will come to you to be kept alive. You are to take every kind of food that is to be eaten and store it away as food for you and for them. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Let's talk about this. It was hard. I imagine it was probably hard for Noah to follow all those instructions, to build it exactly as God had told him to. If he hadn't followed the directions of God precisely, Noah could have died and lost his whole family. If he didn't build the ark exactly as God had said. We got it, folks. When God tells us to do stuff by faith, you know, when God's telling us to do stuff, we have to do it exactly the way God says. My pastor says it great. I'm going to say it. This is not this may be the first time that you might hear me say this on this program. It won't be the last. You cannot serve God the way you want to. You must serve God the way God said to. Period.
Period.
End of discussion. End of story. You've got to do what God said to do. God said, build the ark 650 feet and then 75 feet and 65 feet high. If he didn't do it as high or as long or as wide, when he didn't finish it, that 3 feet thing, if he didn't do that, water could have came in. It could have been enough water that it could have drowned every one of them. Animals, animals. That was done for a reason. There's a reason why God wanted Noah kept alive, so that the earth could be reformed, like restarted. And then this was the new restart. And then after this, you know, God, after all that flood had left, and everything cleared up, God told Noah, to be fruitful and to multiply. And he sent that rainbow and promised that he would never flood the earth like that again. We had some flooding in England a couple months ago. About yesterday would have been the 2 month anniversary of the flood of 2017. And God didn't tell me to build an ark. He was just raining outside. In fact, it was thunderstorming outside, and for the first bit of it, when it was thundering like nonstop, I was like, "Hallelujah, thank God, thunder from heaven," and I was saying that, and I was making it seem like, this is a spiritual event almost, because those thunders were so great and mighty. However, I was going to bed. I stayed up a couple hours because the Tigers were playing. They were on the road. And in the middle of that, I was listening to that rain, to watch it to see what would happen. And then I thought it was letting up, around 1 o'clock, so I went to sleep. And then I get up, 8:30, and I'm hearing, through on my radio, I'm hearing talk about flood, about how Joe Man is closed and all that. And I'm like, huh? And then I sit up in bed and I look at my Facebook. Sure enough, now my neighborhood was not impacted, but a lot of people weren't in this town weren't so lucky.
Really? You didn't have it?
No. It's not like everybody had it, but there were like 1,000 homes or so that had enough damage that they were unlivable. But that to say this, if Noah didn't have the faith, everything would have been lost.
Yeah.
If there was a scale to compare the flood of Midland compared to the flood of Noah, I would have said the Midland flood would have been like, 0.4, 0.5. I'm not trying to belittle it, but I'm just saying it would pale in comparison.
Pale in comparison.
It would totally pale in comparison to the flood of Noah's day. Even the flood of 1986 that hit Assyria would not compare.
Yeah.
Even though it was worse. And Noah
think about the tsunami.
Yeah.
That happened.
The one in Asia, like 12 years ago.
Are you talking about the one in Asia 12 years ago?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at me because I just hit a button and messed everything up. But
that was a lot bigger. That was a lot bigger than any flood the U.S. ever seen, I would say.
Right.
But
that killed 3,000 people,
like,
or something.
Even 100,000 people plus.
Right. You're right.
It killed all those people. Where in Midland, nobody died as a total result. In our county, we've had deaths from like a direct show in 98 and a few other things before, but maybe in 1986 we did too. But this to say this, Noah acted completely by faith.
Yes, he did.
By faith. I'm sure if I would have known the flood was coming, even though my house didn't get damaged, if I would have known, I would have done some things. I think I would have went out and got some supplies in that in case it was going to be a lot worse than what it was. I would have, you know, put the stuff that was important to me up in an attic or something like that. Not just to do it in the natural, but as a leap of faith, you know, that my house wouldn't be destroyed. You know? And not to say this, Noah was a prime example of walking with God and walking by faith and just knowing that faith works.
Let's try something, Rivers.
Yes, sir?
Well, I'm just trying to get my mic to work like it needs to. I think I just did it. You think about Noah. Everybody opposed him except his family. Everybody. Everybody mocked him, made fun of him, the whole thing.
Yep.
And that's why God said when he believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. And he did it unwaveringly to the point where they were in that ark 7 days. We'll read it next week. They were in that ark 7 days before the water even came. And that's the amazing thing about faith. Sometimes you got to just step out there and go. And like just like you, every time we get on the show, I have 20/20 vision. You say it every time we get on that show.
I have 20/20 vision.
Yeah, you were a little late today, so let's not let that happen again.
Go ahead.
Now, that is great, though, that he can move my faith. Lord God, I thank you for this word, you know, that went forth from the two of us. I thank you, Lord God, that the listeners will understand it and that they'll be able to activate this faith in their own lives, Jesus. Lord God, I feel like I'm teaching myself too, Lord God. I thank you that in the name of Jesus, you'll show us all how we can do better at this, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now,
commercial break. Where are we?
We are at McDonald's. We actually moved venue locations. We are now on McDonald's on South Saginaw Road. We are directly across the road from Kmart in Midland. We're across the road from the Kmart Plaza. They got a Family Dollar. There's a Taco Bell. There's what's directly across the road from here? The Kmart store itself? We're across from Kmart itself and next to a gas station on one side and a what's called Disability Network on the other side.
Fruit Market.
And we got the Fruit Market nearby here. And yeah, so we are on Saginaw, just south of Haley and north of Patrick. And this works a bit better for us sound-wise. So that's why we moved locations. But it's still the same spot. I can still drink my beloved Coke.
And Dr. Pepper.
And he can, and you heard Preacher Man, he was over there, you know, speaking about his wonderful Dr. Pepper. Which gives me the opportunity.
The
one true Coke is Coca-Cola Classic. Get one any size for a dollar at McDonald's today. Limited time offer. Prices and participation may vary. Excludes tax. Gotta do the commercial professionally. Gotta do it professionally.
Give the phone number.
And if you want to talk to us, you can call us at 215-883-383-3810. That's 215-383-3810. And you press 1, and that'll get you right in the queue line, and we'll get you screened, and we'll get you right on the air with us. You want to talk sports? You want prayer? You want anything? anything we want, anything you want to talk about, but it's not going to be politics tonight because we don't have the time. So, speaking of time, we're going to dive right into sports. So much to talk about, very little time. So, first off, we got the Tigers. Today, Tigers in Detroit, and they start off behind. They come back, and then they make it 6-3. I don't know what the Tigers' final score was. Last I knew it was 6-3. Then I had to shut it off. I had to go. So if you can pull up the final score for me, producer.
I'll get it.
But what happened was there was a bit of a brawl in the sixth inning, in which case Cabrera had to be ejected because apparently he threw some punches at Romine, and the both bullpens ended up being cleared. It was not pretty. Cabrera did not act very classy at all today, if you ask me, when it came to that. So I hope he really takes the time, which was ejected, to think about what he did.
Well, here's the update. Tigers won 10-6.
So you heard it first. Tigers win 10-6. Fulmer did pretty good. He won 7 runs, had some strikeouts. He gave up 3 runs, several strikeouts, several walks, 7 hits. He did a pretty good job. For a little bit, there was a scare that he might have to be taken out of the game because of some numbness, but apparently he got that fixed and was able to go a few more innings without giving up any runs and manage himself. He did a pretty good job today. But then Wednesday, the Tigers were not so lucky. They lost 13-4 Tuesday, and then they lost 10-2 yesterday, which was not very pretty. Folks, I got to say this. Tigers will basically not make the playoffs. However, I think if they can stay focused, they can get back closer to finishing close to 500. I'm believing that they're going to make it close to 500 this year. And then they can use that as a way to build off of next year. So let's lead into, while we're on the subject of Detroit, I have some news regarding the Palace of Auburn Hills.
All right.
The Palace of Auburn Hills, it was announced this morning by Palace Sports and Entertainment that the Palace of Auburn Hills will close for good after Bob Seger's show on September 23rd of this year. Palace, home to so many great memories. I went to 6 Pistons games there myself. It was a very nice facility. You wouldn't know it was that old unless you probably wouldn't know it was that old because it's still in very good shape. But the Pistons won 3 different championships while they were there. Just beautiful. But everything must come to an end. Announcement. No announcement has been made about a demolishing of the Palace, but it does look very likely that it would become a manufacturing site of some kind. So I'll keep you posted on what happens with that. In related news, the Little Caesars Arena, which will be home to the Red Wings and Pistons, will be holding a free sneak peek tour in which those who want to can go down there and check it out. This is going to be on Saturday, September 9th. You can pick a 60-minute time slot between 2 and 8. and you must buy tickets. You must get tickets in advance. Now they're free. You can get them on Ticketmaster, or if you're from the Detroit area, you can go to the Fox Theater or the Joe Louis Arena ticket office to pick these tickets up. Now you can only get 4 tickets per person, and you can get free parking in Olympia Entertainment owned lots. I'm excited. I think I might go look at myself on the 9th. I'm really excited about this new venue. I'm excited to see what it'll do for the city of Detroit as we get some more life going on down there.
Yeah.
I love what I'm seeing, and I hope to see more of it. Now, I am going to talk about the Lions. They have their 3rd preseason game tomorrow night at Ford Field at 7:30. They are going to be playing the New England Patriots.
Come on.
And Tom Brady. Now, the question will be this. Can Stafford match up good with Tom Brady? Can he? I'm making no predictions right now at all because I want to watch and see what happens. It's only the preseason, so the outcome doesn't really count towards the regular season. But when we look forward to the regular season, I'm going to be honest and predict a 10-6 or 11-5 start. I mean, finish. I'm going to say 11-5. I'm going to say they fall 1 game behind Green Bay and get into the wild card and have to go somewhere to play, whether it be Dallas or I don't know what's going to be. Where that's going to be or what's going to happen. But I'll be keeping you posted, you know, as the time comes. And now it's a special night here in Michigan, across the state of Michigan, because...
Play a commercial?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Hold on. I got something for you. This is, like, really awesome. You ready?
Yep.
I drink Dr. Pepper, don't you see? 'Cause it's the perfect taste for me. That original taste, you know. It's making peppers everywhere I go. There's smoking peppers, toasting peppers, cooking peppers, good looking peppers. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Us peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need. Ask any pepper and he'll say, only Dr. Pepper tastes that way. There's carrying peppers, marrying peppers, dying peppers, quiet peppers. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? There's saluting peppers, shooting peppers.
I'm with a pepper man.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? Be a pepper.
How's that?
Oh, that was good.
Oh, equal play time. You ready?
All ready.
Like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtles love. I like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
Yes, it is the real thing. And what else is the real thing is high school football begins tonight in Michigan. We got three different local matchups. One is my beloved Midland Chemics take on Traverse City West at Midland High tonight at 7. I will be in the area of that stadium immediately after church tonight. And Midland has played Traverse City all of the last 4 seasons as a season opener. And believe it or not, the way Midland did against Traverse City the last 4 years has had a true impact on how the rest of our season has went. Years 1 and 3, we were able to beat Traverse City West, both at home. One, the first time it was 16-0, and the other time it was 42-11, Midland. Both of these were at Midland Community Stadium, and in 2013, we ended up 8-1 regular season, and in 2015, it was 7-2. Now, 2014 and 2016, we played Traverse City West in Traverse City. The bad news is we lost both of those games. One of them was 31-13, and the other was 42-14. Lost both of them. Both years, we had losing seasons. 2014 was our first losing season since 1976. And then we had another losing season 2 years later, and that was last year. So let's hope that Midland can win tonight, which should translate into a winning season. Now, it's going to be a hodgepodge of a team this year. We're going to have a good amount of seniors this year, but we're also going to have a good amount of younger kids, juniors, sophomores. We look kind of big on the offensive line. Defensive line, I wish we were a bit bigger, but hey, what can you do? You know? And then I think we're going to have a good year. I see us going 6-3 or 7-2 regular season, making the playoffs. And as time continues to go on, I will be giving Midland Chemic updates as we do our shows. I'm going to be doing Chemic updates are going to be part of our Sunday night program as far as what happened, so you guys will know what's going on. So, also across high school football, Midland Bullet Creek is playing Samford Meridian. Samford Meridian has been a bit of a better team lately than Bullet Creek. Bullet Creek used to be good for a while, but the last 10 years, no, the last about 9 years or so, Bullet Creek has not been anywhere near as good as they used to be. Hopefully for them, they can turn it around and have a nice season. I'd like to see Bullet Creek have a good year, make the playoffs. Even though they're not my most followed team, you know, I hope they can have a good year. Then you got Samford Meridian, which I personally like a little better because I have some people who are friends of mine that went there. One who's a friend of mine still goes there. It's going to be your senior year, in fact. They went 3-6 last year. I hope they can bounce back in the Jack Pine Conference and have a nice year.
Jack Pine, is that where Ogemaw County is?
West Branch is independent this year and was last year. They were in the Big North Conference with that same Traverse City West. They won the big nine.
Yeah.
They were. And not to say, hopefully, Meridian can have a good year also. I'd love to see Midland, Bullet Creek, and Meridian all having nice runs in the playoffs, going to district finals, regionals. I'd like to see one of them make a state semifinal,
yes,
or even a trip to Ford Field.
Yes, sir.
Or all three. That'd be, oh man, that would be a fun Black Friday. That would be a real fun Black Friday. All three of the teams being at Ford Field. I'd love to see that. But that to say, and then there is a big matchup tonight right off the bat for Dow. There's big implications. Dow High goes to Mount Pleasant tonight to take on the mighty Oilers.
Oh my.
In Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant did not do as great last year. They went 5-4. They didn't make the playoffs. They lost to Midland and Dow both. Midland they almost beat, but Midland stood their ground. Otherwise, we would have been 3-6, which would have been tied for our worst since 1950. I don't know what we were like prior to 1950 because the certain website I know of does not go back prior to 1950. I hope at some point it will. That way I can dive deeper into what were we like before 1950. But to say this, Dow, we're going to find out a bit of what Mount Pleasant's like. I do, because Mount Pleasant is in the Saginaw Valley League Blue with Midland. For Dow, Mount Pleasant is a non-conference game. So, if Dow loses to Mount Pleasant, they're already 0-1. They will then have to play. Later on, they're going to have tough tests with Flint Powers Catholic, with Midland, as well as with Flint Carmen Ainsworth, who beat Dow High at Dow, at Midland, but it was Dow's home game, you know, so yeah, that's Dow. So I think Dow will go 6-3 or 7-2. I think for the Midland Dow game, whoever wins the Midland Dow game will have the better record, is what I think it'll come down. That's what I think it'll come down to, because Dow has sort of a tough schedule, but Midland has an even tougher schedule because we got to play. I made a mistake when we were doing those interview questions. I forgot to mention that Davison is in the Saginaw Valley League Blue Division with us. And I am very sorry about that, because Davison is a very serious team right now. Midland last year was shut out by Davison 20-0 in Davison. It was not the prettiest for Midland.
No.
By any means, that 20-0 loss, Midland losing to Davison, was not a pretty loss. Hopefully, Midland will return the favor. Davison ended up going 9-0 regular season, and then ended up losing to Clarkston in the playoffs in Davison. And it was, let's just face it, that was not a pretty game for Midland. Hopefully, we can turn it around. I also hope we can beat Lapeer. For Dow, they're a bit younger than they were. They lost a lot of their great playmakers to graduation, and one they lost in Moses Greer. They lost him as he transferred to a high school down in Grand Rapids for his senior year. But Good luck to Moses. Good luck to the kids from Dow who went on to play college ball. Good luck to the Midland kids who played college ball. Yep. So, with that in mind, what time is it, Mr. Preacher Man?
It is now, hey, let me give you a commercial break. It is now 6:11, 11 minutes after 6. We got another, 21 minutes. Now we better shut it down so we can beat the street and get to church on time so the pastor don't think we're skipping.
Pastor or whoever's preaching tonight.
Whoever's preaching. So in the next 20 minutes, if you want to tune in, you can. You can dial 215-383-3810. We'd love to have a question. Call in and say, hey, remember, Miracle Man, what about this? And then pray for me to have a miracle. Let me say this. The Miracle Man has seen a lot of miracles in his life. And, you know, we'll put a special tag out there so you can find that program where he talked about and gave his testimony about how God's continually healed his body. But there's nobody better to pray for you when you need a miracle than for somebody who's received a miracle. Because somebody who's been there has got some experience. And they know how, they know what they did to get there. And so don't ever hesitate to call in during the program and say, hey, I need the Miracle Man to pray for me. The scripture says where two of us agree, Miracle Man, Preacher Man, that's two men agreeing, right?
Yeah.
And whoever's with us. Tonight we got Brother Brandon Jackson with us. That's three of us in agreement. And that verse of scripture in James chapter 5 says, and the Amplified says, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous makes dynamic power available. Now all you got to do is hook into that, and bam, you got a miracle. And nobody better than the Miracle Man to pray for you. So if that's you, don't hesitate to call in tonight. We'll do our best to pray with you right online. Here we go, Miracle Man. I'm coming back to you.
So, whoops. But I'm going to go back a little bit to what I was saying earlier about this. Let me think. What was I thinking about? Yeah, about this palace thing. What they had done to the palace is they had replaced all of the seats there to make them more and put in more comfortable seats over the last few years.
Wow.
And in a way, it saddens me that they wasted all that money. Eventually they might have to pay the piper for this, I think, possibly, and pay the consequences, because they can only afford so much, you know, and to see that building possibly demolished, I would say likely demolished within the next year or two. The seats all have to go with it, sadly. Hopefully they can find a way to donate them or something.
Sure, sure.
And, I really am excited for this new facility. They're going to have a concourse. It's going to be a villa, and there's going to be two different levels of concessions. You're going to have like an indoor streetscape type thing that there will be events in, and things of that nature year-round. People can go into the villa even on non-game days, which is pretty exciting.
Sure.
I'm really excited for this new venue. They're going to have events 300 days of the year at least.
Wow.
And that's great to see, because the Joe Louis Arena is being taken out. The Palace is gone. Cobo Arena, they don't use that anymore. So there's basically just going to be that and Ford Field in the area. That's going to be about all for when it's not summer. So they'll probably might make them have to do more events up here, maybe.
I like that.
Yep, I like that, but let's face that. Face this, I like Detroit better. because yeah. What did you say, Brandon? because me and him both do. But just that to say, you know, I really hope that it works out for all parties involved, the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Illichs, the Pistons owners, for everybody. I just hope that this really new Little Caesars Arena
and
goes
for downtown
out.
Detroit. It's got to help downtown.
It's got to help downtown Detroit as well as hopefully the city of Detroit, because the city of Detroit is still not in the greatest place ever. It's still not. Hopefully it'll continue to improve, not just downtown, but the city as a whole. What good is you downtown if your city is on the worst list for every category?
Oh, man.
You know, it just makes it not be as great, you know. And I'm believing the crime rate's going to go down. I'm believing,
amen.
You know, the occupancy rates on housing is going to go up. You know, housing rates will start to go up. The only reason I want that, I mean, it's better for the city if the rates go up, but I know I'd like, personally, I'd want to snag one while it's cheap, but you know, be close to Little Caesars Arena.
Let's do something about the palace. You want to?
Yeah.
Let's pray for God to help a pastor from a local church buy that.
Who's looking into buying it?
I don't know.
I thank you, Lord God, that if it would be your will, Lord God, that a local church, a local church that's going to be great, any local church that would be great, you know, in the Detroit area and nice, God-fearing, old pastor would move into that facility, the palace. They'd renovate it and do with it as they wish and do the Lord's will in there. It's right near the freeway, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that someone would see this opportunity and take it.
Yes.
Lord God, and I think it would be great to see a nice spirit-filled preacher be in that building. I don't want to happen there what happened in Houston, Lord, but I pray that you would have your will in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Because we all know what happened in Houston. They bought the old Rockets Arena. I was there once, you know, and Joel still does some things right, but he's not the greatest, you know. By some, I mean, like, he still wears the suit and tie, but if you're not preaching the true word of God, what good is the suit and tie going to do you?
Amen. Can I add to your prayer?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to add to your prayer and take the mic.
Father, in Jesus' name, you said in your word that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. You said that you give it to the wicked to heap up and store up to give to the righteous. Now, Rivers and I are nowhere near the prophets to prophesy that, but we got a picture of it. We can see a picture of it, how the facility would make a great place for somebody in the local church. Father, as the miracle man prayed, born again, spirit filled, God fearing, word of God loving man and woman of God, move in there and turn that whole region and tear it, that whole community, just turn it right upside down. In the name of Jesus, not just become a big garbage heap and just trash it and then move on. No, there's still a lot of good years left in that building. It can be a blessing. Big ministries could have gatherings there and big crusades there and big youth events there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
There could be an invasion there, probably, no. With real pyro and, you know.
Say it again.
With a big pyro and all that kind of stuff, blow some stuff up.
Say it again, bro.
you know, because look, to me, I'm sad to watch that, to see that place go, because to me, that was my first ever true professional sporting event I went to, was in that place in 2004, the year that the Pistons won their final championship in that building. It was just so great to be in there, and I felt the floor shake, you know, in the fourth quarter at one point.
Yeah.
I was not there during the championship game, but I was there at an earlier game in the 03-04 season, March 2004, and I could tell that something great was going to happen. You know, just the vibe in that place, the loudness, the just everything about that place just seemed amazing.
Yeah, I got the mic.
You know, I was there with Ron Lutz and the Choir of the Fire. And you want to know what I like about that place?
What?
It's when 28,000 people all begin singing Amazing Grace at the same time, a cappella, no piano, no musical instruments. And they make that thing, they make them rafters ring in there. And then I was there for a Carmen concert, I believe. Carmen concert I was there for. So there's lots that could be done with it if it was in the hands of a local church. Now, Father, we just release our faith in the name of Jesus that this situation happens. I think, like you said, an invasion there? Oh, my. Oh, my.
We got to shut this down, man.
All right.
Miracle
so,
man.
Lord God, I just thank you for the show. I pray that you ministered to people, Lord God, and that somehow we were able to say something that would just brighten someone's path to you, Lord God, and that you would just work through, you just work through this, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will always have your way and you will always be first on this program. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know what? I'm just sitting here. This is about the third time it's come to me. Pray for people who's lost a loved one.
And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for those listening who have lost a loved one. I thank you, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, the prodigals would come home. I don't care where they're at. I don't care if they're at college, if they're wherever they're at. They're disobeying you. I pray that in the name of Jesus, they would come right home to you, Lord God, and give their life back to, not necessarily to their parents, Lord God, but to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord God, that they would follow you wherever they're at, Lord God. May laborers find them in the name of Jesus. And may they just be receptive to you, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord God, that in the name of Jesus, prodigals are coming home today in the name of the Almighty God.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
No.
Wait, email addresses.
No, if you want to get a hold of us, you can email me at rivershukla@gmail.com, riversshukla@gmail.com, or
Preacher Man.
You can email the Preacher Man at HG for Holy Ghost, HGPreacherMan@gmail.com. You're going to close it out.
All right. So we got the email addresses. So I'm going to say our slogan that we say it every time. It's not boring. We mean it every time we say it. God first and God always. So long, everybody.